We're speaking now with Marlon Bodden, who is an author and expert on human rights abuses and also a lawyer with the Legal Aid Society in New York City. Marlon, can you give us some of your backstory of your Honduran roots and how you came to be an expert in human rights abuses?
Thank you. Sure. Thank you for having me on. I was actually born in Honduras, and I immigrated with my family to the Bronx, New York, when I was 7 years old. So I've been raised here. But I had an older brother. He passed away, who he lived in Honduras. He never immigrated with us. And he was a school teacher, and he was also a minister. He was the director of a mission in Honduras that provided healthcare and other resources to the poor people in the area where his church was. So he really exposed me a lot to human rights issues from an early age. And then when I was in college, I used to visit him in Honduras a lot. And he took me one time to the Maya ruins at Copan in Honduras. And he showed me this round stone that had been excavated. And he said that it had been used for human sacrifice to decapitate people. And what he said to me was that one of the main reasons why the Spaniards, Cortez were able to beat Moctezuma in the Mexican Empire was because Moctezuma relied so much on human sacrifice to control his people. So, I think that was just sort of like the genesis of my book, Arrows of Fire. So I wanted to explore that human sacrifice as one of the human rights abuses that contributed to the fall of the Mexican Empire. But also as a lawyer, I handle civil cases that have a criminal component. And one of the criminal cases that I handled in the past is a death penalty case. So I've always maintained that the death penalty is really the same as human sacrifice, and that we still have human sacrifice in this world today. But I also work on other human rights issues, and I work on civil rights cases at the Legal Aid Society. And one of the cases that I worked on was called Davis versus the City of New York and the New York City Housing Authority, and it had to do with unlawful stops, frisks, and arrests in public housing. I think that that case had a nationwide impact on how the police enforce laws in public housing across America.
The Legal Aid Society is the nation's oldest law firm for the poor, and you yourself are an anti-war, anti-slavery, and anti-death penalty activist.
Right.
What are some modern examples of slavery?
Oh, okay. So that is a great question because I was taught in school that slavery was over and that it, after the Civil War, there was no more slavery. And actually today around the globe, there are more enslaved people than at any other time in history, and including right here in the United States. In fact, the United States, it's what's called both a destination and a transit country. So that people are brought here as slaves and often taken to other places from here. In terms of the human rights issues affect people all over the planet today, enslavement is one of them.
Why are human rights issues and much of Latin American history not taught in our schools?
The same reason why African American history and Native American history are not taught in our schools. I don't know about you, but the education that I received was essentially a Eurocentric education. And, all the courses that I took from kindergarten to college to high school, the end of high school, I don't think I was ever taught anything other than about the history of Europeans in Europe and in the United States. It's just really where we are a Eurocentric nation, and we're all supposed to think about Europe as our homeland.
Tell us about your book, Arrows of Fire.
So, Arrows of Fire got a really great review by the Midwest Book Review. The Midwest Book Review said that it is exceptionally entertaining. One reason why I was really pleased to get that review is that earlier drafts of the book said that it was too academic. I did a significant amount of research, not just in history. I'm fluent in Spanish. I read primary sources as well as secondary sources. But I also did a lot of research on archaeology, anthropology, and religion. And so Arrows of Fire is told in three first-person points of view. One is Flower, who is a young girl who's kidnapped, who Moctezuma orders his henchmen to kidnap her from her family and to and basically imprison her in this compound where, and this is actually based on fact, that Moctezuma's people would either capture warriors or kidnap people and force them to essentially be trained to impersonate gods or goddesses in these human sacrifice ceremonies. So Flower is a wholly fictional character, but she is based on all of this significant research and based on fact that young girls were trained to be these deity impersonators, but the night before they were sacrificed, they actually had to have sex with either Moctezuma or with a nobleman. Then the other two first-person point of view voices were Moctezuma, and the third one was Cortez. So you have the two native people, one who is obviously Moctezuma, powerful, wealthy, et cetera, well-educated. And then you have a young girl who is a farmer. And you also have, of course, Cortez telling the conquest of Mexico. And on Cortez's side, his story actually, of course, begins in Spain, but also as a conqueror in the Caribbean. So there's a lot of background on both sides.
We've been speaking with Marlon Bodden, a lawyer with the Legal Aid Society in New York City and an author. She is the author of Arrows of Fire and The Wedding Gift. If you want to learn some history that you didn't learn in school, I highly recommend that you check it out. And for Hudson Mohawk Magazine, I'm Alexis Goldsmith.